Meanwhile, there's a big event this weekend we want to let you know about. Oh, by the way, Chris Johnson, USF men's basketball, about 40 minutes away. Coralie Jorgensen from the Golf Expo, which is this weekend here in less than 10 minutes. But we got to get this in right away because he's got work to do. After a big game last night down at Yankton, had to go to the Summit Center where it's never easy to play.
That was a scary game last night.
Roosevelt Boys, number 3 ranked in the KWSN KSFY High School basketball poll. They beat Yankton last night by 2. Head coach Lee Taylor joins us on the fan line. Not easy to play down there in Yankton, is it, coach?
No, it's not one of my fond places to go down and play. they've changed around a little bit. They've created a much better atmosphere, and it was a pretty packed house last night. So it was a fun environment and fun for our boys to play in that type of environment. And, you know, when things are kind of stacked against you and they made enough plays and we got away, you know, with a sweep to a 2-point win out, we'll take it definitely down there.
Well, I know your team has played well this year. You've had a lot of kids step up. But now do you feel like you're in the position where when people see Roosevelt on the schedule, you know that you're going to get their best shot?
Yeah, you know, we talk about that. I think that's something that you've got to make sure, and hopefully it helps your boys stay motivated and disciplined enough to every day prepare for practice and know that, you know, if we let up, then, you know, we are going to get most teams' best effort, and they're going to be focused and jazzed up. It's not going to take that other team, their coach, you know, to motivate their players to come in and beat us. And so it's definitely, you know, we talk about that in terms of helping us stay motivated and stay focused on our things that we need to do to get better.
I know Yankton's got some size down there. How did you match up last night? I know you out-rebounded them for the game.
Yeah, you know, they're pretty athletic, and they got some size. They've got, you know, the Yankton down there, they always have those big, physical, strong kids. And, you know, we just did a nice job of rebounding. That's one of our point of emphasis going into the game, and I knew that would be a critical point of it. And if they got second and third chances, we'd be really in deep trouble. So, you know, we tried to match their physical play, and we did a nice job of that against their toughness, size, and physical presence inside.
Well, congrats on the win last night. Things don't get any easier. You're up at Washington tomorrow night. We'll have the game tomorrow night here on KWSN. And then Saturday, you got St. Thomas More coming in to your house. So what's going on Saturday?
Yeah, you know, it's a makeup game for when we missed that game in Moorhead that was canceled. So, you know, we have a big game on Saturday. It's Senior Day, which we're happy to, you know, definitely recognize our seniors. But that's a big event for our seniors. We have 11 seniors. We're really excited about that and to recognize those and the parents for all the work they've done. But you know, the other event we're pulling is, you know, yearly we've done a food drive around McDonald House. And we've done it every year I've been here, except for last year we did the Conrad Adam Clan event. And so we're excited to get back into the Ron McDonald House and help run this food drive. And Saturday is going to be the day of the game that we picked to do it. So we're excited about that and hopefully see a lot of people at the game and donating items.
So how did the idea of this food drive come about, Coach?
You know, when I have a daughter who's now turned 11 on Sunday, and when she was 11 months old, she was actually diagnosed with cancer. And so I basically was in Rochester, and without the help from the Ronald McDonald House out there, when we were there for almost a year, you know, it was a huge boost for us just to helping us with food and things like that, and people cook meals, and we never have to go grocery shopping because people just donating. It just made a world of difference when you're at the hospital all day and you come back and you're just tired, exhausted, and there's things there for you. And so, that, you know, that's, you know, in a position where we can raise awareness and help other people. That's the last thing they need to worry about is, okay, what's there to eat when I get back to the Ronald McDonald House? And that's just kind of something that we're in a position we can help others, and that's what it's all about in doing those sort of things.
What do you suggest people do then when they come to the game on Saturday to help out the Ronald McDonald House?
Yeah, you know, it's if you donate items, it's you get in the game for free. And then, you know, as far as the biggest items that they would like is just, you know, those non-perishable items, you know, things that they can use, you know, of course, snacks and you know, breakfast bars to granola bars to things like that, because there's always a lot of kids around. Of course, you know, there's laundry detergent, there's bounce sheets, there's napkins, paper plates, paper towels, all toilet paper, all those things, cleaning supplies, you name it, soups, you know, things that they can, you know, last for a while. And those are the biggest items that they you know, always enjoy. And other things like games, board games, different things like that are always fun because it keeps, you know, kids entertained there. They have a lot of different things that, you know, they hold there with different game rooms and stuff. But, yeah, sort of things like that, books. And so, yeah, anything that you think that they could use, they'll definitely take it, and other people will definitely use it.
Coach, we will continue to promote this all the way through the rest of the week to help you out. We are big supporters as well. We want folks to help out those that need to use the Ronald McDonald House, and we certainly will keep doing that. And tell you what, I'll see you tomorrow night at the game, and appreciate the time you gave us today.
Hey, appreciate it. Appreciate us to get out this event, and we're excited for it. I know it's going to be a big thing for boys to experience and drop off all those items when we get that opportunity. So thank you for having me on, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay, Lee, appreciate it.